It was a few years ago, and I believe it was Rabbi Sheinfeld's first year in yeshiva, and it was during Sfirot, around this exact time, that I heard about the death of a famous football player, and I think he's now a Hall of Famer, maybe a little bit, but Junior Seau. If you remember that, you're a football fan, you'll probably remember it. Junior Seau was a tremendous football player. He committed suicide after retiring from the NFL, because he couldn't handle it. Simply put, he could not get used to life without the NFL. And there was a big talk about PTSD, about what PTSD meant for these players, and scans, CBT scans, and everything they needed for their heads and their brains. And it started the whole discussion. It didn't really start, but it started publicly the whole discussion of, are these football players really healthy people? Because their brains are being mashed in every single day by these monster trucks. So is that normal for a person? And whether or not that, how it affects the brain and things like that. So I was listening to the radio, because that when I don't have music, that's what I end up listening to. And the radio on ESPN they gave a hesped by Tom Waddle, who's an old football player for the Chicago Bears, a wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. And he had his own issues with brain injuries and whatever. He always says that he can't remember certain things, and he feels that it's because of how hard he was hit. He was hit pretty hard. Me and Rabbi Sheinfeld grew up with him on the Bears. We can remember he was hit pretty hard. So the truth is, he commented on his own luck, that he was different from a lot of people, that when he retired from the game of football after a couple of years, he was already into his new job in broadcasting. He had already set himself up. He knew what he was getting himself into. And he said that for him, after he retired, he was still able to stay in touch with his old friends in the NFL because he was still part of the NFL. Just instead of being a player, he was now a broadcaster, or being involved in those types of ways. And he said it made it a lot easier for him to go there. That being said, he told his audience, he said, you can ask my wife about this. It was the absolute hardest thing he had ever done when he retired from the game of football. He said for 21 years, he had lived and breathed football all year long, since he was however old, 7, 8, from peewee football until he retired. Every day was about football. Every single day. And whatever he was doing, meaning even though he was a baseball player, and even if he was playing a basketball, whatever he was doing, anything else in life that was going on, it all revolved around the football season and what he had to do to practice and what he had to do to work out. And then after 21 years, it was over. There's no football to go to. He's not going back. He's not going to be there anymore. He said the hardest part of all of this is that you were part of a team. There's a team camaraderie. There's an idea, there's a component in which everybody comes together. You work together. You watch the games together. You're able to pump each other up. You get each other ready for the games. You make sure that everybody knows their position, whatever it is. It's a pseudo family, but it's more than a pseudo family. It's like having your best friends with you, but it's more than just having your best friends. It's your best friends with a pseudo family who you know you're all relying on one another. And similarly, you can have that in the army as well, where every soldier has a job, every soldier has to do something, and they're part of a grand system where one person being out of place could mean the life of another soldier. And they all know that, and they take it very, very seriously. And for him, it was a system working for a larger purpose. In that sense, it was for a football championship, a Super Bowl when he was whatever, a BCS championship when he was in college. Whatever it was that. It was about a better situation, something bigger than just any individual person, because we were all working together to go through. He said he's thankful for the jobs that he has now, for everything that he's been able to do. And he made a lot more money after playing football than he ever did making football. I think now he's probably getting more per year, probably 3 or 4 times per year than he ever did as a player, take his entire salary together and combine it. He's making more money now than he was back then. But he said he has no idea what it would be like if he would go back in and you would tell him you're not going to play football again, and he just had to retire on the spot and had nothing to do with it. He had no idea. It was depressing. He knew it was depressing. And he said he can understand what Junior Seau was thinking when he committed suicide. That he felt like he couldn't take it anymore. That he couldn't be a part of it. And that obviously is an extreme, and he wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But he understands the depression. How could you do that after so long? How in the world could a person just pull themselves out and do such a thing? You're part of something that's there. And I gave this schmooze 5 years ago. I said, after listening to his hesped, to his soliloquy, I said that I spent an extra 5 minutes just sitting in my car thinking. That I didn't want to do anything else. I just listened. I heard what he had to say. And I had to think about it. And this is what I thought. What Tom Waddle just described of what the NFL is yeshiva, lahavdil. That's the way it's supposed to be when you're in yeshiva. Many of you have been in a yeshiva of some sort since you were a child. Since you were 3, 4, 5 years old. You've been in a yeshiva of some sort and became greater and greater and more responsibility as time went on. Sometimes you were successful and sometimes you weren't as much successful. But you grew up in a system, and it's a pretty good system. Whenever you came in, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. You see the system and you see what the yeshiva system should be producing and is about producing. While you're in yeshiva, that is your world. You could leave it because you have to go home for something, or you might need to take a phone call, or you might need to go on the computer for something, or you might be in a weak state. There could be a Bein Hazmanim or a Bein Hasdarim or whatever it is. You could leave it. But it's all revolving around the Siddurim of yeshiva. Everything revolves around the Siddurim of yeshiva. And if you miss those Siddurim in yeshiva, look, you can get back to it. But it's all about that. It's all about that one little thing. And the truth is, you don't appreciate it at the time. Nobody ever appreciates it as much at the time. A person who's playing football and punishing his body is not thinking at that moment, it's about the team. He might say that, and he might tell the reporters that afterward, but there's no way you're thinking that way. And it's so too when you're in yeshiva as well. There's an amazing camaraderie. The friends that you make in yeshiva will not compare to the friends you're going to make anywhere else. And anyone who's been to Eretz Yisrael knows this. If you went through a high school that's been in yeshiva, you know this. The friends that you make there stay with you for life. They're going to be there no matter where you are, no matter what you do. There's going to be certain people that you met, that you were with, that are around. And whether it's here or whether it's your previous yeshiva or your high school, whatever it is, you know that there are friends out there that you're never going to lose. That's the amazing part about being a part of this entire system. And it's everyone together because you know what you're growing toward. You're supposed to be growing toward not only being Talmidei Chachamim, not only understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, but also toward a system of perfection, of not just the individual, but the world. Because everybody has that job and everybody's growing too. Only when you look back, only when it's all over, when yeshiva is no longer there for you, do you stop and say to yourself, what did I just miss? How did I not realize that at the time? How could I sit there and realize, I can't believe I'm out of this now? Because then it's too late. Then you can't get yourself back. You could always pretend that you're in yeshiva by joining a seder or a program, or whatever, but it's not. It's not yeshiva. Yeshiva is totally different. When I had a yeshiva program in Adas Yeshurun, there were a lot of guys that were a part of it, and it was a tremendous matzah for them. But they told me all the time, we should make this into big, we should do this and whatever it is. And I kept telling them, this is never going to be a yeshiva. Because we're, by definition, we're not yeshiva guys. Yeshiva guys are all together in one place. Yeshiva guys are all working together to do one thing. We were a program that was yeshiva-like. It had a yeshiva style to it. It's like kosher-style cooking. It's not kosher. It's not kosher. If you eat at that house, you're probably going to be over on a cup of lavin. But they call it kosher style because it's similar to what kosher would be if kosher was a style. And it's the same thing. And I openly admitted it, and I told people, you have a choice between coming to me at my program or being in yeshiva somewhere else. It's not a choice. Go to yeshiva, and I'm your secondary option. But there's an idea of what experience, and that's that. I look back at it, and I realize what I didn't realize at the time. And I say, I can't believe, but I know that it's never going to be like that again, that the worry is there, that it's not going to be there. Mr. Waddle spoke exactly correctly, I feel, and Lahavdil again, Lahavdil Alfeil of Abdullah's, the NFL idea, the ideal, I should say, and the concept is very similar to what a person has in yeshiva. But I'm going to add one more aspect, one more component to this. I think that this is true regarding your marriage as well. When a person gets married, the exact same ideas should apply. You just have a brand new chavrusa. It's a different chavrusa. A chavrusa for life that is going to be with you forever, that's going to be discussing with you and going through. You may not always have the same pshat. You may have a machlokas in Rashi. There could be a Rashi that you're both arguing on. She holds one way, you hold the other way, and that's that. But you're working toward a common goal. Both of you are working together to come up with that common goal. Your Super Bowl is raising your children to be great people and perfecting your marriage. That's what it is. That's what your Super Bowl is. That's your Talmid Chacham aspect of the yeshiva life, translated into a marriage life is raising your kids properly and having a marriage that is exemplary. And if a person does that correctly, it's amazing. In many ways, a good marriage can be like yeshiva. There's halacha seder, which is almost every day and every night when you're dealing with the halachas of the kitchen or halachas that are going on throughout. You have a morning seder, how to get up when your wife is in the room. If your wife is still sleeping, do you, as you walk through, do you make sure you turn on the light while she's still sleeping? That's a morning seder. There's an afternoon seder, how to eat dinner together with a wife, where your phone is off to the side and you actually have a conversation, there's something going on, where you have nothing else to do except for her and tell her what happened to your day or tell your kids what happened in your day and to go on between them. That's an afternoon seder and a night seder, which deals with Hilchos Nida and other halachos of how to be together with a wife at night and whether that applies in Shana Rishona or Shana Shnia or Shana Shlishis and however it goes. But there are halachos that go through. These are Bein HaZmanim issues. Whose parents are you going to for Yom Tov? What are you going to deal with? Should we be going out with friends? When is it time for us to visit other people on Shabbos? All of these are together. They're part of a brand new system of yeshiva when you get into one, and they're all part of something. It's one big something. You need a Rebbe when you're in yeshiva, because that Rebbe has to be there for you to help you along the way when you're feeling frustrated, when you're feeling like something isn't going the way you want it to, when there's shidduchim involved, and even after you're married, to just run things by him and to see what's going on there. In the NFL, you need a coach. You need somebody to speak to, somebody who can deal with the frustrations, to know why you're being sat down or why you're playing on a certain day, what you're doing in each time. That's the idea. And in marriage, we'll also call it a Rebbe, but really someone to talk to. A Rav, a Rebbe, a mentor, whoever it is, somebody who you're dealing with where you know that if something's going out, you can speak to. There's a goal in the NFL, and it's to win the Super Bowl. There's a goal when it comes to yeshiva. And the goal in yeshiva is to make the perfection of the world. And there's a goal in marriage, and it's the goal of creating a new generation of tremendous people that are going to grow up to be even greater than you are. And that's what your hope is. In all three, there's a concept that goes through. And I get it. When a person is out of those systems, when a person leaves, I get the concept of what it means to leave and how hard it is for a person to get out. Maybe they don't realize it at the time. Maybe it only comes up a couple years later, a couple months later. Maybe you don't realize it until a decade. But all of a sudden, you look back and you realize, I can't believe what I had. I can't believe how great that is. Hope that never happens by a marriage. Unfortunately, it does happen by yeshiva. And I don't know if you say unfortunate or fortunate by the NFL, but it's one of those. So this is where...